Let us pray together. Loving God, open our ears to hear your word and know your voice. Open our eyes to recognize you even in the darkness of our suffering. Speak to our hearts and strengthen our wills that we may serve you today and always. Amen. There's a story about a young American boy named Walter Elias. He was born in the city of Chicago, but his parents moved out to the countryside in Missouri to become farmers. Walter had a vivid imagination, and so a large farm was the perfect place for him and his curious mind. One day, while playing in the orchard, he saw an owl perched on a branch on one of the apple trees. He stared at it for a long time, trying to remember what his father had told him about owls. They rested during the day because they hunted throughout the night. And so, this owl was asleep, he concluded. He also thought that the owl might make a perfect pet if he could catch it. So, being careful not to make any noises, he crept upon the unsuspecting owl until he was standing beneath the branch on which the owl slept and grabbed it by its feet. The events that followed are difficult to explain, but suddenly there was chaos everywhere. The owl came to life and desperately tried to fly away, and Walter screamed as he frantically tried to keep his grip on the owl. The air was filled with fluffing and feathers as they both wrestled. In his panic and attempt to bring it under control, he swung the bird too hard and smashed its head on one of the branches, killing it instantly. After things calmed down, Walter looked at the dead bird and he was heartbroken. He held it in his hands as he cried uncontrollably for hours. Then he went to the farmhouse, got a shovel, and buried the owl in the orchard. As the years passed by, he never got over what happened that summer day, and he would constantly dream of that owl. Deep down, it affected him for the rest of his life. And as an older man, he said he never ever killed anything again, as he could not stand the sight of blood. Something profound happened after that event in young Elias' life that transformed him. Something that redeemed him from the pit of despair and made him devote the rest of his life, giving expression to thousands of animals on the big screen. His full name, if you have not guessed it by now, is of course Walter Elias Disney, popularly known as Walt Disney. Young Walt Disney experienced something that day that changed his life forever. He started seeing all of nature's creatures through a new lens, and he sought to give them a voice. And the disciples in today's scripture had a similar experience. What they heard and saw left them forever changed. And they saw life in a whole new way. Now try and visualize our two disciples. Cleopas and his brother standing outside their door with Jesus, whom they still didn't recognize. They just knew that they liked him, and they didn't want to part company with him yet. He was a good companion, and he warmed their hearts. And Jesus obviously wanted to stay with them, but knew it was bad manners to invite oneself in someone else's home. So he acted like he was just going on to the next village. I can visualize the brother saying, hey, you know what? It's getting late. Do you really have to get where you're going tonight? We have really enjoyed talking with you on the way here. Why don't you just stay the night with us and you can be on your way tomorrow? That way we can talk some more over supper. Now, I think we all know how they felt. Sometimes when we meet new friends, we end up having so much fun that we don't want to say goodbye. And what was supposed to be a short visit turns into a long night of great conversation, of a good food, and several bottles of Merlot and Sauvignon to lubricate the vocal cords. That is how it is when Christ shows up at the doors of our hearts. He is polite and stands outside talking to us, waiting for us to invite him in. Perhaps we are like Cleopas and his brother. We do not even recognize at first that Jesus is speaking to our heart. We only know that somewhere deep in our soul, there is a conversation taking place. When eventually we invite Christ into our hearts, he will reveal himself to us. And after he's revealed in us, we are never the same again. Like Walt Disney was transformed forever, the two disciples were never the same after the encounter with the risen Christ. They believed that he truly was the Son of God. Paul of Tarsus too had his Damascus Road moment, and when Christ was revealed in his life, he was never the same again. He traveled far and wide, taking the good news of the gospel message to the Jews and Gentiles alike, and finally dying for it. Those disciples on the road to Emmaus knew then that they had not been following Christ in vain, and the power of the resurrection now dwelt in them. If Jesus were still in the grave somewhere in the garden tomb or the holy sepulcher, depending on which version of events you choose to believe, we would not be here this morning. The resurrection changed everything, and it can change you too. The power of the resurrected Christ dwelling in our hearts transforms lives. If Jesus conquered death itself, then there is nothing in this life that we cannot overcome when the power of Christ dwells in us. There is no situation, no sorrow, no heartbreak, no pandemic, no sin, no addiction or affliction, and no strongholds of Satan that can bind the power of God which dwells in us. Not even COVID-19. But there is a catch. Christ must be invited. Sometimes, even when we are enjoying someone else's company and we would love them to come over for supper, we fail to invite them because we do not feel like our house is tidy enough. If our house is a little messy, we do not want people to think it is always like that. So, we end up not inviting them over. We are afraid they might look down on us. After all, first impressions matters a lot. Oddly enough, that is the same reason many people are hesitant to invite Christ into their lives. They feel as though their lives are too messy to have someone as perfect and as powerful as Jesus come in. What do you think would have happened if the disciples had said to Jesus, "Well, friend, we would love to invite you in, but our house is a wreck. Maybe next time, eh?" They would have missed the biggest blessings of their lives. They would have missed seeing Jesus revealed. The truth is, there are many loose ends in our lives. There are untidy places that have not been cleaned, and Christ knows that. But he knocks on our doors anyway. People often tell me when I go pastoral visiting or when praying with them that they will come to church when they have got their lives straightened out. I feel sorry and sad at such an attitude. I know from experience that when our lives are a real mess because of bad choices, misfortunes, or circumstances, that Christ is the only one who can straighten it out. Yet, people turn away from their only source of help. Jesus does not look down on us just because things are a little bit messed up. Oh, no. On the contrary, he wants to help us. He wants to give us the power that dwells in him so that we can overcome the things of this world that keep us chained down and stops us from achieving our full potential as God intended. The way to salvation is to invite Christ into our lives. But salvation is not the only point of our focus this morning. Even seasoned Christians like us often shut Christ out of many areas of our lives. Some of us have closets in our homes that we dare not open. We are afraid that if we do, the junk might spill out and come crushing us down. What is my point? Christ must be invited into every corner of our lives, no matter how untidy or dark it is, if we are to enjoy the full benefit of God's transforming power. The revelation of Christ begins with a talk, and that is how it started on the Emmaus Road. The disciples had a talk with Jesus. He responded to them. They invited him to stay, and he revealed himself to them in the breaking of the bread. Jesus often reveals himself to us through the breaking of the bread and communion with the risen Christ can leave us forever changed. It allows us to see life in a whole new way, just like Walt Disney and those two disciples on the road to Emmaus. So, where are you in your experience? Are you still heartbroken because Christ died? Or are you still in a searching process? If so, let this process continue, as it will surely lead you to the heartwarming experience. God deeply longs for us to walk with him in close fellowship so he can fulfill his plans for our lives. And when we invite him in, our lives are never the same again. I pray you will welcome him in, for he is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.